it down, man.
Hey, gang. Welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. It's the Boomer Vision of free speech. Because today is Boomer Vision, yet again. Why? Why so many Boomer Visions? This is like the fourth in 2 weeks. Well, it's because I'm busy and haven't been able to coordinate my schedule in advance with Philbert or with Paul Stevenson, who normally I'd like to talk to at the end of the week, but sometimes you just get busy with stuff, and then all of a sudden, like, oh, well, I've got meetings tomorrow. I'm not going to be able to do it live. I just got to record something. So it's Boomer Vision, but it'll be okay. And you can go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate button. You know we need an air conditioner, right? We're trying to raise money for an air conditioner. And like I told you, I was in Round Rock, white boy summer road trip back in August with my posse, with my dog posse, and it was 109 degrees. 109 degrees. I will post that photo I took of my speedometer with the temperature at 109 degrees. I will eventually post it. I can't, ain't nobody got time for that, but I do want to post it because that was 109 degrees, okay? So, yeah, do that. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate button, send the fundage. Now, what's the agenda for today? Okay, this is going to be an old-fashioned Boomer Vision where, the original Boomer Vision, the original format was a boomer yelling at the TV. That was what it was. And so the original Boomer Vision, I think I had on the PBS NewsHour, and I was shouting at the odious Judy Woodruff. That's what I was doing back in 2017, 2018. That was the original Boomer Vision. Now it's just whenever I don't have a guest, it's Boomer Vision. Well, okay, where are we going first? Let's go to the gift that keeps on giving. This is a clip, and it does have some Kanye, and it has people hassling Kanye. Kanye, by the way, is the Führer of white America. He is. And but this is less than 2 minutes long, and it would be good to have video, but National Bugle Radio doesn't have video, so I will try to remember people's names so you can match them with the voices. It's going to start off, I think it starts off with Piers Morgan. But anyway, let's see how this goes. So it's the hypocrisy of, you can say anything you want about white people, but you can't say anything about Jewish people. So let's take a listen.
Actually, the trauma, I think, that was implemented to George Floyd was from a vile, white, racist police officer.
Five Jewish businessmen.
Why does the fact that they're Jewish have anything to do with it?
Maybe they would feel like that.
But why would you say
it again? It just so happens they are.
Well, okay, but why categorize them?
It was a white pastor that talked them.
Okay, so here's the thing. So that was Piers Morgan saying white police officer. That was fine for him to say white police officer. Kanye says, Jewish whatever. And why are you saying, what does it matter? Why does it matter that they're Jewish? Well, they were. Yeah, but why does it matter? Now, Kanye West, he's talking about a white pastor, and his Jewish, you're not going to see this, but they cut away to his Jewish interviewer, Lex Friedman, Lex Friedman, who I played yesterday. And Lex Friedman has no problem with Kanye West complaining about a white pastor at a black man's funeral. Okay, so let's just go back to that.
It was a white pastor that talked the majority of the funeral. Half the funeral was pissed, right?
No reaction.
There was a Jewish trainer off of exhaustion, a Jewish doctor. They died.
Why do you keep saying Jewish?
Because they were.
You have to stop demonizing.
Okay, so now the next thing is you've got the gay black Don Lemon from CNN. Does he still work at CNN? And he's talking to the presumably not gay. Yeah, I have to check on that. But the presumably not gay Chris Cuomo. Although Chris Cuomo is kind of retarded. But at any rate, and they're going to... And so Chris Cuomo is just going to sit there and not say anything as Don Lemon. Well, you'll hear it.
People and realize the biggest terror threat in this country is white men.
Look, there is no Jewish media cabal, mafia. That is a figment of either your imagination or a projection of a prejudice, okay?
Okay, so that was Chris Cuomo, and this was in his interview with Führer Kanye. I'm joke, okay, but with Kanye. And Kanye is, he gave that interview from the back of his limousine or whatever, and he's wearing a hoodie and a hat and with very poor lighting, which I guess is a sign of disrespect for Chris Cuomo. Well-deserved sign of disrespect, I might say. But yeah, so Chris Cuomo, you can't talk about Jewish media. No, there's no Jewish media. The same Jewish media that canned Chris Cuomo. Okay, so let's...
You may have had bad business dealings with people. It's about those people.
So even the most liberal...
Okay, now this is the bald-headed guy who was briefly in the Obama administration, whose name slips my mind because he's really not that important. It wasn't a big deal job, but he's a... Oh, what's the guy's name? He's a lefty. I guess he was kind of a Marxist when he was in college. A bald-headed guy with glasses. He's black. Okay, so let's listen to what he has to say. I can't remember his name. He's not important enough.
Well-intentioned white person has a virus in his or her brain that can be activated at an instant.
We don't need white people leading the Democratic Party right now. White men who think like you. To the white men running to be the Democratic presidential candidate, can you not? Where people just get very, very excited about white men. I mean,
but what about the other side of the coin? White privilege.
Been able to cash in on white privilege.
Two white people.
Well, you have to, say what's wrong to say. There's no Jewish media. There's no Jewish...
There isn't?
There's no control of the media by Jewish
people.
You're
an engineer, brother. If you're an engineer and you're not holding to the truth, that's not engineering.
That's hate. That's not engineering.
Okay. So, I mean, obviously, as I pointed out on Dr. Duke's show on Thursday, and I'm sure I'm not the only person who's pointed it out, you know, what Kanye said when he's talking about Jewish media, he's not saying anything that... Ben Stein, what was he? Ben Stein was a speechwriter for, who was he a speechwriter for? I think he was a speechwriter for Nixon. He's still around, though. And he had when Ben Stein's money. He's a lawyer and a Hollywood guy, and he gets in TV commercials. He was in a TV commercial for some Visine eye drops or something like that. And I can't remember what outlet he wrote it in, but Joel Stein wrote in the... Los Angeles Times, and David Brooks wrote in the New York Times, and Neil Gabler wrote a book. Neil Gabler is from Princeton University. And all these, they all wrote, they're all Jews, and they all wrote about how Jews totally control the media and what of it, right? And so Kanye, who has just pointed out that the Jews run the media, he's not saying anything that a lot of Jews haven't said in public formats on major platforms. He hasn't said anything, and he hasn't said it in any kind of hateful way. You know, the whole DEFCON 3 is just because Kanye's a little, you know, as like a slight kind of, I'm not going to say illiteracy, but, you know, he's a slight whatever it is. He thought DEFCON was DEFCON. He heard it wrong. And whatever. Big deal. DEFCON is just a state of alarm. Well, he's got a state of alarm. I think I'm pretty daggone alarmed. So, but yet he's being attacked for that. All right. So that was something. Wasn't that special. Okay, let's go back now. There was something I wanted to watch on the Tucker Carlson. Actually, I haven't even watched this yet. I'm not done watching it. But see, the thing is, Tucker Carlson is going to have a critique of this Jamie Raskin, who is a third-term congressman from Bethesda, Maryland. He's obviously Jewish, and his wife was a Federal Reserve Board member on the Board of Governors, and then she left that to be the Undersecretary of Treasury, I guess the number two person at the Treasury Department under Obama. And so that's Jamie Raskin. And so Tucker's about to complain about Jamie Raskin. Let's see if we can hear that.
Attention has had to have wondered that. Well, this week, Congressman Jamie Raskin of Maryland, of Bethesda, answered that question. Russia is an Orthodox Christian country with traditional social values, and for that reason, it must be destroyed, no matter what the cost to us. So this is not a conventional war. This is a jihad. Jamie Raskin said that out loud, but many in Washington agree with him. In both parties, they would like to see World War Trans immediately. So what is this jihad going to mean for you? Well, the details are stunning. Thanks to the Biden administration's religious war in Ukraine, this country is about to run out of diesel fuel. According to data from the Energy Information Administration, by the Monday of Thanksgiving week, that's 25 days from now, there will be no more diesel. So what's going to happen then? Well, everything will stop. That means trucks and trains and barges all unable to move. Farm equipment will shut down. There will be no deliveries because there will be no trucks. There will be no diesel generators.
Right. Well, anyway, that's enough of that. But the thing is, he's calling it a jihad, a religious war. But what religion? And see, this is what Tucker's not doing that Kanye is doing. Kanye is actually saying Jewish, and Tucker's not. And so he brings up a Jew. So Tucker's doing exactly, what people like Chris Cuomo were just proposing, or people like Piers Morgan, or this Zelensky's Down syndrome little brother, Lex Friedman, saying, you know, why are you saying they're Jewish? They're individuals. Just name their names. Okay, so this is what Tucker does. He does name their names. But nobody's got Judar. Very few people in America have Judar. And so he says Jamie Raskin. Well, who's Jamie Raskin? Well, he's a liberal. He's a Democrat. He's for China. You know, and the thing is, he's super Jewish. He's like super Jewish. And this is a religious war. Okay, well, whose religion is it? It's a war against Russian Orthodox Christianity. Okay, on behalf of which religion? Presbyterianism? Is that what you're saying? No. You know, like on the one hand, you could say, well, you know, people have to take baby steps, but if this is time when you're on the brink of World War III, which Tucker always says we are. I mean, he's been saying it all year. We're on the brink of World War III, and yet he's still and you've already had Kanye breaking the ice, and people are already looking at Tucker because you know, that was the first show that Kanye went on after having gained the spotlight with this Black Lives Matter, right? It was, I guess, the day or two before his DEFCON 3 tweet. But, you know, there you go. Tucker can't bring him. He'll say he'll name the name, and he'll say it's a religious war, but he won't say what the religion is. And then, of course, every other show you know, he's scapegoating China for something. And, you know, here's another thing, right? He'll talk about the Democratic donors. And always when he's talking about, say, wind turbines, why do we have wind turbines? It's because it makes the Democratic donors rich. Really? Okay. Name the names. You know, Dr. Duke names the names. And he does it. You know, I'm on the show with him often, and he'll talk. He likes to go through the top 10 or the top 20 top donors of the Hillary Clinton campaign. And you go down the list of the top 20, and I believe 17 are Jews. 17 are Jews, okay? What's their priority? Is their priority wind farms? Is that what it is? Is that these Jews? Is that what their priority is? Wind farms? Really? Is that what it is? Is it China? Is that their priorities? Are all these Jews secretly working for China? The CCP? Is it really that these Jews are dominating the media? That they've taken over the cabinet, right? That they're replacing white people for China? Is that it? Is that it, Tucker? Really? Really? Is that it? I mean, it's so retarded. And, you know, you could say, okay, well, he has to keep his platform. But now this is crunch time. I tell you what, I will give him 3 weeks. I'll give him 3 weeks because if maybe he thinks he needs to, if he thinks he needs to keep his mouth shut on this until the midterm elections, which are now, as we speak, 12 days away, 11 and a half days away. Okay, 3 weeks. That gives him a full 9.5 days after the midterms to name the Jew. That's the challenge. And if he won't, then I challenge him to a MMA fight in the octagon. I will do it. I will go into the octagon with Tucker. Okay? It's on. It's on, baby. That's right. Okay. Wasn't that special? Okay, I'm going to say something else before I go back to Tucker. This the notion that these people are invested in wind and solar, and that's what it's all about because there are these Democratic donors who are invested in wind and solar. How do you even invest in wind and solar? Okay, I would ask this to Tucker if he were here. What are the biggest wind companies? How would you invest? You want to buy shares of stock? Okay, who are you going to buy? I mean, if you were talking about like oil, if you wanted to invest in the oil industry, who would you invest in? Well, ExxonMobil, which was for a while as like, you know, first or second or third biggest company in I mean, I think when I was a kid, ExxonMobil was the biggest company on the stock market. And, you know, so you got ExxonMobil, you got Chevron, you got, you know, BP, you got Royal Dutch Shell, you got like, you know, Marathon Oil, you got a whole bunch of oil companies. You know how to invest in that, okay? These are household names. How do you invest in wind? Okay, because I want to invest in wind and I want to invest in solar, and so I've tried. And there's Next Era Energy. Well, Next Era Energy, I think they probably run more wind turbines than anyone else. But you know, they also run. They also do like gas electricity. They're into nuclear, right? So even then, I'm trying to invest in wind, but I'm also having to invest in nuclear and gas at the same time. And there's Broadwind Energy, which is a lot smaller. And, you know, its share price, it's like practically a penny stock. You know, I think it's under $10, Broadwind. And so do you really think that these donors are heavily into Broadwind? Or how about this? I bought into a Chinese solar company, a big Chinese solar company. It was advertising in the 2010 World Cup or something. It was Yingli Solar. They gone bankrupt, lost everything. Well, okay, I'll be right back. Darkest shade, darling, darkest shade. Thank you for all the joy and pain. Pictures show. Gold Dutch tree, you were sweet.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Now, that bird, well, everybody knows that the bird is a winner.
Okay, welcome back to the show, Boomer Vision. All right, so I guess I just challenged Tucker once again to a cage fight. Now I'm going to play a few more seconds.
You about diesel fumes and their effect on your body. This is a joke. The truth is, these people are bumping right smack up against reality. And here's the reality. We have 25 days to avert economic catastrophe. Catastrophe is what will happen if we run out of diesel fuel. That's more important than prosecuting a jihad in Ukraine. It's more important than World War Trans. Everything depends on this. And we've got 25 days to fix.
Okay. So anyway, saying it's a jihad in Ukraine, that's good. World War Trans, that's good. Those are good rhetoric. So I know I'm kind of tough on him sometimes. He does a lot of good, important things, but I do want him to step up, right? All right, so there's that.
Okay, now because this is Boomer Vision, and the whole idea of Boomer Vision is to have a boomer yelling at the TV, so, you know, there's good stuff about Tucker, bad stuff about Tucker, and so I'm very hot and cold on him. Now he's going to have on Josh Hawley, who frankly pisses me off, like, on a regular basis. You know, maybe he's the third or fourth least worst person in the Senate. Maybe, I don't know, but that's not saying much. Who in the Senate is halfway worth anything? Maybe Rand Paul. And then on occasion, maybe Ron Johnson or somebody else. That's about it. I don't know. But anyway, so he's going to have... So all this really important stuff is going on with the whole Kanye stuff. And he hasn't revisited it. And instead, he's going to have this this punk Josh Hawley on. Let's just hear a little bit so I can yell. I don't know what they're going to talk about, but I'm pretty sure it's going to suck. So listen.
Senator, he joins us tonight. Senator, thank you so much for coming on. This seems, you know, so many things that we debate, I think, are important. Running out of diesel fuel would be at the very top of, I would say, that the list of things that are important. I don't notice anyone paying attention to this.
You know, you would think, Tucker, but you would also think that it wouldn't make a lot of sense to shut down this nation's principal source or one of its principal sources of wealth, of jobs. And I think what's really going on here with the Biden administration is this is a religion to them. The climate agenda is a religion to them. And the religion is that America is fundamentally bad and that the American way of life, particularly American workers and middle class families, that the way that they live is bad and that it needs to change. They don't like people driving around in cars. They don't like.
Okay, so this person's a total jackass. I'm not saying that people shouldn't drive around in cars or anything like that. I'm just saying that Kanye West talking about Jews is 100 times more important, really, is 100 times more important than bitching about diesel fuel. And diesel fuel is important. But Kanye West talking about Jews is 100 times more important. This is what we've been waiting for. Okay, so Josh Hawley, he's somebody who comes on Tucker's show. Is he going to talk about the Jews? No. Is Tucker going to talk about Jews specifically? No. No. He takes the Lex Friedman approach and talks about them by name but won't say that they're Jewish. And his audience doesn't know. And so it really doesn't do a whole lot. But there's somebody else who comes on Tucker's show. And his name's Jason Whitlock, and he's the base black guy, okay? He's Tucker's black friend, okay? So what's Jason Whitlock saying, all right? Well, this is what Jason Whitlock tweeted out. I don't know how to read tweets. 5 hours ago? 5 hours ago. Okay, 5 hours ago. Jason Whitlock, wow. Click the link and read the story. Oh, really? Click the link and read the story. What is it? Who Runs Hollywood? Come On, by Joel Stein, December 19th, 2008. The exact article I was talking about yesterday. Did I mention it today? Did I talk about Joel Stein in the first segment? I might have. I talked about it on David Duke's show today. Talked about this article on my show yesterday. Maybe one of Jason Whitlock's friends is listening to this show. Maybe he's listening to David's show. Maybe he's listening to Andy Hitchcock's show, because we talk about this all the time. I don't know how, you know, there's a significant chance that he found out about this article through one of us. This is important. So Jason Whitlock is tweeting out Joel Stein's article, Who Runs Hollywood? Come On. And, you know, it's the one that ends. Let's just read the end of this, because he tweeted out this article, okay? And I'm going to read the last sentence. But I don't care if Americans think we're running the news media, Hollywood, Wall Street, or the government. I just care that we get to keep running them. Okay, Jason Whitlock knows. Jason Whitlock's spreading it around. Tucker's got Josh Hawley on, smugly talking about diesel fuel and not mentioning Jews and pretending this is Hillary Clinton's donors or whatever. I'll be back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Goodbye world, I'll catch you later on. For my consciousness is gone and reality.
Okay, we're back. So, one of Tucker's guests is able to talk about Jewish power. Wow, Jason Whitlock, the black guy. How about that? Now, obviously, Kanye West is, I don't know, is he like the Beatles of this generation? He's pretty close. He's pretty close. Not only is he pretty close, but, you know, the Beatles were washed up when they were in their 40s, for the most part, right? Maybe not quite so much Paul McCartney, but John Lennon was dead in his 40s, and George and Ringo didn't do much in their 40s, so they were pretty much washed up. Kanye West has been big for 20 years, and he's into the fashion, and he's, although he may have been ripped off by Jews, he wasn't ripped off nearly as bad as the Beatles, probably. At any rate, I don't really know how to read Twitter, but I'm going to try. So Jason Whitlock, he tweeted out that article, right? And I'm just going to go down. I don't know how to read Twitter, but there are like a lot of comments on this or something, or replies. I don't know how it works. Man Bear Pig, zoinks. Mike Marber, or Hike Marber. I don't know what that is. This is handle. Kanye talking about these Hollyweird folks. Chuck Leeper, or Leper, I don't know. if you're going to go down this path, there is no backing down or apologizing. Steve Yateman, Anomaly has lost it on this one. Nobody cares and continues to fan the flames. Hollywood has its own rules. I don't know what that means. Then Chuck Lepper again replying to, he says, Anomaly is 100% over the target. We all know it. Walking on Water, it's all true. Ace, see the author's name. Could it be that being Jewish might be a free ticket to talk about Jews? I don't know who these people are. And then there's this guy, Sometimes R.I., I don't know what this is. Can I see his full name by turning my phone over? I don't know how this works. Okay, sorry. Now I've lost my place. From what I've found out from digging, from online digging, this guy, referring to Joel Stein, was slash is a sort of poor man's Jon Stewart, a smug satirist who deals with reality by mocking it and pretending to be righteous. The column linked here was apparently intended as satire. I'm Jewish and I renounce this smugness. Well, okay, it wasn't this Jewish guy. It was intended as satire. The thing is, the column names the names. It names the individuals who run all of these studios. So, is it satire? Is it satire that what was the guy's name? Robert Iger runs Disney. Is it satire that Robert Iger is a Jew? Is that satire? Okay. Next one. Kanye West will go down as this generation's Malcolm X. What does that mean? And the thing is, Malcolm X, okay, he might have been significant, but what Kanye West is doing is monumental, all right? And then Miami Mafia, Malcolm X lax. What does that even mean? What else do we have? I'm just reading it. Do you people understand what Twitter is? I don't know. Tim Bates, what did Kanye even say? I haven't bothered paying attention, but perhaps foolishly assumed he said something deeply anti-Semitic. I'm just skipping down a bit. EMT, you're an anti-Semite using a trope. How magnificently hypocritical of you, Sam. All right, and then I'm going to do one more. This is Bakes. You're just diving into that deep end of anti-Semitism, huh? I'm not talking about this article and its accuracy, but you needing to retweet it and some of your other tweets. You just going down that rabbit hole. Why? Maybe because it's true. Okay, one last read of a tweet reply. This is from Boomer 57, but it's got the triple parentheses around it, which is the echo meme invented by Mike Enoch to signify Jews. So this guy is apparently self-proclaiming to be a Jew. Boomer 57 says, "What's your issue, Whitlock? Jews created Hollywood and in turn run Hollywood. So what's your point? I realize blacks aren't used to dealing with success. Hating Jews because they're successful? Pretty low IQ, but predictable. Jews only make up 2% of the population." What's that even? That, I mean, it's just stupid. Okay, anyway, anywho, guess what? The most trusted name in news, the Daily Stormer, for a few days, it went galactic. It went into outer space. They got kicked out of Rwanda. And wound up being the dailystormer.io. Now, Io is one of the moons of Jupiter. And I didn't know they had the internet out there, but, you know, they're doing these things. But then they got kicked out of Io. Now it is IN, which I think is India. I don't know how long that's going to last, but dailystormer.in. So we're going to take a look. Hold on just one second. Okay, well, but before we go there, one more cold take from Josh Hawley and Tucker. Let's listen.
I mean, Jamie Raskin, who is one of the most famous progressives in the House of Representatives, comes out and says in writing that we need to go to war with Russia because it's a Christian conservative country. Now, there are probably a lot, you know, reasons not to like Putin or people have different views on the invasion of Ukraine. But this guy is talking about a religious war. Should a member of Congress be talking like this? And should he be taken seriously? This seems like jihadi stuff and scary to me.
You know, you wouldn't want to take him seriously, except for the fact that this is the majority party in control of the entire United States government right now, both houses of Congress and the White House. But here's the thing, Tucker, that they won't quite say out loud, but is absolutely true, is that what the war they really are waging, the cultural war they're most interested in, is right here in the United States of America. Right. It's America's, let's be honest, Christian culture that they don't like. It's the way that we live. It's the way that working people and middle-class folks live. It's the values that we hold. They don't like any of those things, and they want to destroy the economic underpinnings of America's middle class and working class. That's what this is about. That's why Joe Biden says stuff like, this is a necessary transition. Transition to what? To their secular progressive utopia, I guess, in the meantime.
Secular progressive. Oh, because Jamie Raskin's a secular progressive. Okay. What a wussy. With a P. Okay. Completely. I mean, Jason Whitlock comes on Tucker's show, and Jason Whitlock is saying it like it is. Kanye's saying it like it is, and Josh Hawley is, and Tucker are just—they are coming up short. They are striking out, cold takes, useless, dumbasses. Okay, and really, I know Josh Hawley went to Harvard or Yale or whatever, but and Jason Whitlock is. He went to Ball State and played offensive line on the football team. All right. Who would you? I'm sorry. I don't care what Josh Hawley got on the SAT or the GRE or anything else. If he's intelligent, it's a complete waste of brain cells. Complete waste of brain cells. All right. Okay, now we're over at the dailystormer.in. I would assume that's India. So welcome back to planet Earth, Andrew. Okay, let's just look at the difference in priorities here and the difference in the way things are covered. Top story. It's all over. It's over. Ye wins. Total Aryan victory. Just a tiny bit of this. This is a long article, but that's it. It's done. We won. Come see me, Jews. Come see me on Twitter, Green Vlat, you disgusting rat. We'll be out there all day, Yid. I'm just reading. Remember that famous rap music song where the black guy says you can find me club bottle full of bub. I don't remember that. Well, you can find me on Twitter, bottle full of vodka, more like an empty bottle of vodka. I'm not going to read everything word for word, but we ride for yay. Okay, so anyway, it's going more, it's on and on about that. Not a lot of deep stuff. The next article, Ye somehow back on Instagram posting love speech. This is actually a pretty interesting post. So he got back on, it's not clear how, but Ye is back on Instagram and he is posting love speech. He responded to that ratty Jew, Ari Emanuel, who ordered Adidas and others to cut ties. He said he lost $2 billion in one day, which is the same number the media is giving. He said that the people is who he is. So this is what he posted. Ari Emanuel, I lost $2 billion in one day, and I'm still alive. This is love speech. I still love you. God still loves you. The money is not who I am. The people is who I am. Pretty good. And I'll say it's pretty good. He's not backing down. Not backing down. Not only was he not afraid to speak, he's not backing down. And so Andrew says, he is the people. I know that because I am a person and I am ye. Or ye, whatever. Okay, that's an... And then the next article, I don't know what this is. Who indeed? That's the title. What is it? A reader has a few questions. Who owned the slave ships? Who forced the opium on the Chinese? Who opened the gates of Toledo? Who got the bank bailouts? Who gets foreign aid at the start of every fiscal year, unlike any other nation, so that they can maximize interest? Who gets more foreign aid than every other nation on earth combined, despite having a higher standard of living per capita than many U.S. states? Whose neighbors get the most foreign aid of any nation after them and Ukraine, so the military keeps the people of the neighboring countries from rising up against them? Who colluded with the Irish glowy John Brennan to take over Ukraine? Well, it wasn't really so much John Brennan, it was Victoria Nuland, so that's a bad question. Who owned the World Trade Center and took the insurer to court, or arguing that because two towers were destroyed, they should get twice the contracted payout? Who knew about 9/11? It goes on and on and on and on. This is good stuff, though. It goes on and on and on and on. And then I think we deserve an answer to these questions. Okay, good stuff. Good stuff. And then next headline, I don't know what this even means. Paul Town is the best streamer ever. I guess Paul Town. There is something else I want to get to. And then the next one. Kanye West has been permanently banned from all Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournaments. So this apparently is something that some parts of the internet are getting into, the young and fun parts of the internet that I would not otherwise be exposed to, except for the good people at the Daily Stormer. And when I say people, I mean Andrew Anglin. All right. So apparently there are all these memes being posted everywhere about where Kanye West is being banned from. And some of them are true, but some of them are just made up to be funny. So TJ Maxx won't purchase or sell Kanye West Yeezy line. Oh, that's probably true. What else? Kanye West has been permanently banned from Uber Eats. Does he actually do Uber Eats? I don't know. Kanye West's South Park segment has been removed by Comedy Central. It probably has been. Kanye West has been banned permanently from eating food from McDonald's. I kind of doubt that one, but who knows. What else do we have? Kanye West has been dropped by Flex Steel. That's like, I guess Flex Steel is for repairing your steel items or something. This comes just days after the rapper made anti-Semitic remarks. So it just goes on and on. Kanye West has been banned from the Hello Kitty nail salon. So, you know, most of them aren't funny, but there is some good stuff here. All right, let's go on. There was something good. I'm going to pause for a second while I look for it. All right, here we go. Popular YouTuber makes Why Kanye West is Right video. Commenters concur. And I'm going to read the first paragraph before I play any of this. The autistic Japanese tech bro, tech lead, a former Google and Facebook employee famous for making autistic-style politically incorrect statements, did a video about Kanye West this week where he went really hard. Okay, and I do have to say that a lot of people say I'm very influential in Japan. So let's hear about this.
Kanye West, is he actually right about some of the things that he's saying once we move past all of the hurt and historic anger that pulls up memories of the Holocaust? We want to take a look at the things that he's actually saying, and does he even have a point here moving past the emotional anger? And I think this is something that Kanye West actually suggested we do as well. We kind of forget about history and take a look just at the engineering, the logical, rational side of all of this. Because for all of the emotional outrage that he causes when he says the words like the Jewish media, I mean, the media is kind of controlled by a lot of Jewish people out here. We can actually see here who controls your mind. This was a chart back in 2013. All of these red is Jewish people, right? So they own like Universal Studios, ABC News, CBS, CNN, Columbia Pictures, DreamWorks, Facebook, Google, also run by Jewish.
Okay, we'll be right back. I'll get that right back.
Marvel, Pixar, the New York Post.
I'll be right back.
Who said I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Hang a big bad wolf.
Okay, I am right back, and I'm going to continue with that autistic Japanese guy reading names of companies owned by Jews.
This art's MSNBC, DreamWorks, Comcast, The New York Times, Comedy Central, Wall Street Journal. I mean, admittedly, a lot of these large media organizations and tech companies that are able to shape global narratives are run by Jewish people. So does Kanye West have a point here? And to me, it's kind of like saying there's a lot of white male power in executive management positions in corporate companies. And nobody gets mad about that. But when Kanye West says there's a lot of people of Jewish religion in these media companies and tech companies, then everybody gets upset all of a sudden. And I think you have to remember that someone like Kanye West, who got to the level of success that he's at on the global scale, does not live in the same kind of politically correct, naive, bubble-wrapped world that we live in, but he's in this cold, hard, realist world, and he must see things and call things out for as they are. And so it's not entirely surprising to me that someone of his street smarts and instincts has also noticed that a large number of these media and tech organizations do seem to be run by people of the same religious faith. And what does that really mean? Maybe he's just kind of calling that out and saying, what is this? Is there potentially chance for, say, collusion in this space? So I wanted to give you my perspective on this as just a normal, uneducated tech bro on this, with a passing interest in Jewish religion, and it is typically that I feel I can't trust any religious person, basically, because they have an ulterior motive. So people will act in totally bizarre, unpredictable ways to me because they have some random doctrine that they've been brainwashed into thinking.
I'm going to listen to the rest of this some other time. I wanted you to be exposed to it, but you heard that this long list. Why is this important? Well, A, this is YouTube, right? He's on YouTube. B, this was posted 2 days ago. It's got 346,000 views. Okay, it's got 9,000 comments. So there's a lot of people that we've never heard of, because what young people watch and how they watch things is completely different from us boomers. But it's important, and you know, he's bringing up charts and graphs and things that were created years ago. I mean, you couldn't see it, but he was looking at something from 2013 and some other, composites of photos of all the Jews in CNN or all the Jews at the New York Times. And this is work that we collectively have been doing for years and years. And now it's really, what you're really finding is that the dike is starting to burst and the water is starting to come gushing out. So on the one hand, like Tucker, maybe he just feels he has to preserve himself for the midterms, or he's got to preserve himself and he just can't go there. And if he can't go there, okay, but then he doesn't get credit for it. He doesn't get credit for it. But Kanye's going there. Tucker's black friend, Jason Whitlock, is going there. Candace Owens, she's gonna have to go there, although it'll cost her job. She hasn't gone quite there yet. She's saying, "Oh, well, it's not anti-Semitic." What does anti-Semitic even mean? What she's got to say is that, well, he's right. Don't just say he's not anti-Semitic. That's neither here nor there. What's important is that he's right. That's what's important. And so anyway, lots of stuff's going on. The election's going on. The war's going on. Lots and lots of stuff is going on. We've been cursed by the Chinese to live in interesting times, and here we are. Stay tuned for the inaugural episode of the Dankoff Report right here on RBN. Wow. Glorious times. And I'll be back again next week with more exciting episodes of National Bugle Radio.
Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girl should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Oh! What big eyes you have, the kind of eyes that drive horse mad. So just to see that you don't get chased, I think I ought to walk with you.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly.
cows, too.
Ezoff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.